Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. Our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. Well, what a news week. Where do we even begin? Let's talk about Afghanistan today. And if you're wondering how the Biden administration could possibly be so incompetent as to abandon Afghanistan in the slapstick manner that they did, be of good cheer. They sincerely hope and deeply believe that this batch of Taliban will be so concerned about world opinion that they will be a more moderate Taliban. Well, how's that working out? Let's look at the news. Even the Associated Press, no conservative periodical by any way, shape, or form, even they seem to be somewhat on the honest side about what's going on there. They say, sweeping Taliban conquests in Afghanistan this week are challenging the Biden administration's hopes that a desire for international respect and for international aid and cash will moderate the fundamentalist militia's worst behaviors when the U.S. ends its war there. Taliban commanders seized three more provincial capitals in Afghanistan and an army headquarters, officials said Wednesday, in a blitz that leaves up to two-thirds of the nation in their control as the U.S. finishes its withdrawal after two decades of war. The day before, President Joe Biden called on Afghans to fight for themselves, fight for their nation. While some Taliban commanders have behaved with restraint in newly captured territory, rights groups say others have acted much like the brutal Taliban the U.S. overthrew in 2001. That includes allegedly killing detainees en masse and demanding, in an allegation denied by a Taliban spokesman, that communities provide them with females above age 15 to marry. Oh, well, the Taliban spokesman denied it. Oh, all right. I feel better. I'll continue with this report. Biden administration officials have kept up the hopeful claim that a desire for international approval might influence Taliban actions. U.S. envoy for Afghanistan Zalmi Khalilzad traveled to Qatar this week to make that point to Taliban officials directly, telling Voice of America that if the Taliban took over Afghanistan by force, they will become a pariah state. Administration officials reject criticism by Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who opposes the withdrawal and dismisses what he calls diplomatic carrots. Well, you should know all about diplomatic carrots, Mitch, the way you're always compromising with the Democrats.
We've got to reach out across the aisle. And this is Senator Mitch McConnell.
Anyway, I'll go on. Regardless of whether the Taliban heeds that warning, Biden shows no sign of slowing or reversing a decision to withdraw from the war. So that is the bright spot in the horizon, the hope of moderate Taliban. My friends, just what is a moderate Taliban? Someone who, instead of punishing you by cutting off your hand, just cuts off a few fingers instead? Somebody who flies a plane into one tower instead of two towers? Someone who rapes only one of your daughters instead of both of them? Someone who executes Christians without torturing them first? They just move straight to the execution? Someone who murders Jews but spares the matzo ball soup? Someone who allows women to walk around without the full burqa? Maybe they just allow one of Biden's masks instead? And right now, Americans in Afghanistan are at their mercy. Well, don't worry. President Biden says everything's okay. He says any American who wants to come home, we will get you home. Any American who wants to come home will come home. So if any remain there, we're supposed to assume they just didn't want to go. I have to ask this. Could Biden look a reporter in the eye, any reporter, and suggest that even one American over there wants to stay? Who would want to stay in Afghanistan right now unless they're certifiably insane? Now, Peter Doocy of Fox News, say what you want about Fox News. I've had my own problems with them recently. But occasionally, they have been known to ask real questions. Actually, a lot of people, even in the mainstream media, are having trouble with what's going on now with the Biden administration. But Peter Ducey's always had a history of asking the good questions. He took on White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki in one of her wonderful, marvelous circle around press conferences. He said, I'm quoting Ducey, "Most of the criticism has not been over leaving Afghanistan. It's the way that he meaning Biden, it's the way that he has ordered it to happen by pulling the troops before getting those Americans who are now stranded. Does he have a sense of that?" Now, you're going to love Psaki's response. "First of all, I think it's irresponsible to say that Americans are stranded. They are not." That's correct, ladies and gentlemen. You're not imagining things. She actually said that. She said it's irresponsible to say that Americans are stranded over there, that Americans are not stranded over there. They are not, Psaki said. "We are committed to bringing Americans who want to come home, home." Ducey replied, "There are no Americans stranded is the White House's official position on what's happening in Afghanistan right now. She says, "I'm just calling you out for saying we are stranding Americans in Afghanistan." Good one, Psaki. Let's just parse the words. Let's not talk about what's really going on. Let's just get all upset about the specific vocabulary we're using. After all, stranded is such an extreme way to describe this. Instead, maybe we should just use the language of an airline when your flight has been delayed. We appreciate your patience. Or maybe we can liken it to somebody who's staying a little longer at their hotel room because the cab hasn't arrived yet. Yeah, it's like that. Call it a delay, call it a hiccup, call a cab. Just don't call it stranded or you will be called. You will be called out. Well, here's what I think should be called out. Not that we're leaving. I've said often, I believe in attacking nations that harbor terrorists, but I do not believe it's our job to then hang around forever, nation building, as if the principles of our republic have anything to do with Islamist doctrine. I agree with Ducey. I agree with the way he put it. It's the way it's being done. And what is the debris of our occupation and nation building followed by picking up and getting out of town? A whole bunch of real cool stuff left behind. Now in the hands of the hopefully moderate Taliban. 162,643 pieces of communication equipment. Some 600,000 weapons, including 25,000 grenade launchers. 75,000 vehicles, including 2,000 armored vehicles. Up to 200 aircraft, possibly including UH-60 Black Hawks, scout attack helicopters, Scan Eagle military drones. Jen Psaki, this is what needs to be called out. Not language, not words, actual situations that will lead to actual carnage, the blood on the hands of your administration. This is Bob Siegel making the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.